Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. George Blaeholder now pitching. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 4-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Byrd moves to third. It's 5-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Byrd scores. Dickey scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Yankees. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ruth scores. Lazzari moves to second. It's 9-0, Yankees. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 10-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 11-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. It's 12-0, Yankees. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-3 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Blaeholder moves to second. It's 12-1, Yankees. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Blaeholder moves to third. Blue moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. Blaeholder scores. Blue moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. It's 12-2, Yankees. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Hale moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-3, Yankees. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hale scores. It's 12-4, Yankees. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bird for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blaya Holder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-4 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Manish reaches second base with a double. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5 Yankees. Red cresses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cress is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to third. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Browns 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick, who is chasing the ball. Larry reaches third base with a triple. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNeely for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.